Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Nephrotic syndrome is a chronic kidney condition of children, which is widely treated by corticosteroids. However, there is a lack of consensus on the most appropriate way to use this treatment, and the Cochrane Review has been examining the relevant evidence for more than 15 years. In March 2015, Deirdre Hahn and colleagues from Sydney, Australia, published the latest update of the review, and she tells us what they found in this evidence pod.
Nephrotic syndrome is a chronic kidney condition which causes widespread edema and increased risk of blood clots and infection due to extensive leakage of important circulating proteins across the kidney into the urine. Most children who develop nephrotic syndrome experience remission with corticosteroid treatment such as prednisone or prednisolone, although around 80% will have one or more disease relapses, and these relapses can continue into adult life. Prednisone therapy has been successfully used to treat nephrotic syndrome for over 60 years, but despite this, we still do not have consensus about the best way to prescribe prednisone that provides sustained disease remission whilst minimizing side effects. While prednisone is effective at switching off the disease processes in the kidney that cause nephrotic syndrome, steroids are a non-targeted therapy, which have many side effects, which are particularly important in children. Treatment toxicity is especially significant for children who need repeated courses of therapy. Major complications include slowed growth, cataracts, weight gain or obesity, and in the longer term, increased heart disease. Studies have recently reported that behavioural and psychological changes due to prednisone are common even with only 12 weeks of therapy. To try and answer the questions about the best dose and duration of prednisone therapy that is optimal for disease remission and minimizes potential treatment toxicity, we have brought together evidence from all available randomized studies in children. In previous versions of this Cochrane Review, published in 2000 and updated in 2005 and 2007, we have observed that increasing the length of prednisone treatment beyond 2 or 3 months and increasing the total dose of prednisone better prevented disease relapse and helped children avoid frequently relapsing disease after their first episode of nephrotic syndrome. In the last 2 years, however, 3 new studies have contradicted this evidence by showing no significant prevention of frequently relapsing disease by prolonging prednisone therapy beyond 2 or 3 months. Therefore, to address this new conflict in the available studies and to identify new data, we have updated this Cochrane Review in 2015, combining earlier studies with 10 new study publications. In the updated review, we included 34 trials with approximately 3,000 children that evaluated treatment for 8 to 24 weeks on average. Twenty-one studies evaluated prednisone treatment among children with their first episode of nephrotic syndrome, and 13 studies focused on treatment for children with frequently relapsing disease. In general, the studies, especially those published in the last few years, had relatively few methodological limitations, which gave us moderately high confidence in the results. 15 trials assessed disease relapse and the chances of frequently relapsing disease among 1,500 children. The trials compared prednisone treatment for 2 to 3 months on average against longer treatment courses of up to 7 months. With the inclusion of new studies in the review, treatment with prednisone for 2 to 3 months or more was still better overall than shorter treatment courses for preventing relapse, as was seen in the original versions of the review. However, there was now marked variation in the results seen among different studies, which had not been evident in previous versions of the review. To learn which factors might be causing this variation among different trials, we separated studies into those with substantial methodological limitations from those with higher quality methods. We noticed then that in trials that had transparent processes for randomly allocating treatments, masked caregivers, and research teams from knowing which treatment was being used, and ensured most children were included in the study results, prednisone treatment for 2 or 3 months offered similar protection against disease relapse as much longer treatment courses of several months. By contrast, in studies with increased risks of bias because of the way the study was carried out, showed that longer-term prednisone treatment prevented disease relapse and frequently relapsing disease better than short-course treatment. We looked at other possible explanations for the variability, but found no indication that other factors, including severity of disease, other lengths of treatment, or different ways of defining disease relapse, impacted on the ways in which children responded to prednisone treatment. When we examined treatment among children who already had frequently relapsing disease, 4 trials involving just over 200 children found that daily prednisone commenced at the time a child had an infection and given for 5 to 7 days prevented relapse better than continuing prednisone at alternate days or giving a placebo. When thinking about the possible harms of treatment, we found that treatment toxicity was generally poorly reported, and sadly we don't know whether treatment approaches minimize longer-term treatment consequences. In particular, we lack knowledge about whether different lengths of prednisone have favorable or harmful consequences on child growth, psychological symptoms, or quality of life. To sum up, children with their first episode of nephrotic syndrome should be treated with 2 or 3 months of prednisone, as high quality studies show no benefit with longer periods of treatment. Short courses of daily prednisone at the onset of infection prevent relapse among children with relapsing disease, although further studies are needed to confirm these findings. There is little information about the impact of different approaches to prednisone treatment on child health in the longer term.
If you'd like to read more about this topic, you can find the full review in the Cochrane Library. Just go to cochranelibrary.com and search for Nephrotic Syndrome and Children.